Proverbs Every Day, episode 289. Coming at you. But gotta pray. Gotta start a day with the pray. Pray for more, no more bad puns today. That's what I pray for. Father God, thank you so much for another day at least here in the U.S., that you're bringing spring to us, eventually. So, Father, we do ask that you would bless this time together, that you would bless the words of my mouth, that they not be loopy, but be wise, that they reflect what you would have us to learn today. And, Father, if there is any doubts or any kind of obstacles that any of us have this morning, I pray that you would remove them in the name of Jesus, that you would bring understanding to us in that name. So, Father, we love you. We pray all these things in that name as well. Amen. All right. Let's do this. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book, reading the whole chapter. A wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. Yeah. Those who follow the right path fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise him. A fool's proud talk becomes the rod that beats him. But the words of the wise keep them safe. Without oxen, a stable stays clean. But you need a strong ox for a large harvest. Let me start that one over. Without oxen, a stable stays clean. But you need a strong ox for a large harvest. It's just going to be one of those days, folks. It's just going to be. So this is always an interesting one for me, because it's that whole notion of, if your obsession is with keeping things clean, then hard work's not really going to take place, is it? And so that's, you need the oxen in there, and they're going to be messy because they're oxen, right? An honest witness does not lie. A false witness breathes lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it. But knowledge comes easily to those with understanding. Stay away from fools, for you won't find knowledge on their lips. This goes back to what we were talking about yesterday about your average. And so, it really is important to just, you might feel like you're somehow called for that, but I would challenge you, if you're feeling a call to friends that are foolish or immoral, and you feel a call to be with them, to minister to them, I would absolutely take that before prayer and fasting and be sure that's your actual call and not you, just you. Hear me on this. Make sure it's not just you feeding your need for acceptance or anything like that. Make sure it's actually you being called to be with them. And I know this is harsh to say, but if you are not feeling that call, which I think that represents easily 99% of you out there, if you are not feeling that call to be with people that are foolish, immoral, whatever, then it is on you to get away from them. Fill your life with other people that are enriching. I know it's hard. Trust me, I have been through this more than once. It is not easy to break off ties with people that are not filling your life with that knowledge, that wisdom, that walking with the wise. If they're not raising your average, they gotta go. And that's just the truth of it, right? You are not going to make an impact in the world if you don't have people behind you and with you that you're doing life with that are raising that average for you. It's just not going to happen. It's not the way God designed us. God didn't design us to be, to have each as a prophet in that way, where there's that little isolation. That is to the called, to the few, to the 1%, for sure. Okay, don't get it twisted and think that you have a calling that you don't have a calling. Now, if you do have that calling, great. But I would encourage you to make sure that that's actually your calling and not just you feeling guilty, feeling like you want to be popular, or feeling like you can't do it, where you just, you wouldn't be able to put yourself through the pain of ending a friendship. What's more important? What's more important? It's important just to note these things for sure. Let's move on. Verse 8. The prudent understand where they're going, but fools deceive themselves. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it in secret reconciliation. I think there's something else to that, too. Let's note that today. The godly acknowledge guilt and seek reconciliation. And it's saying the godly. It's not just the version. It's not just the fools versus the wise here. This is, you know, fools make fun of guilt. And honestly, I think if I were to put some additional color on this, that fools making fun of guilt is quite often looks like them asking for quote unquote forgiveness, the apology tours. We see this in politics a lot, where they'll say something and then they'll just, you know, backtrack it or whatever, as if that somehow fixes it. But the godly acknowledge it and they move on from it. They seek reconciliation. They move on from it. They don't try and say, oh no, I was just joking. You know, looking at you, Tim Walz. You weren't joking. Actually, you were making a joke, but it wasn't funny. Boom, there I said it. Yeah, that whole walking it back thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So don't even go there. Just acknowledge your guilt if you have guilt. Verse 10, each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can fully share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the godly will flourish. There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. We've seen that one before, haven't we? Laughter can conceal a heavy heart, but when the laughter ends, the grief remains. You know, this is a lot like the above with guilt. You know, there's a notion here of we need to truly grieve it. And if we're covering it up and making sure, you know, making it seem like it's not there, then it comes back around, right? It's the same thing with the guilt. Like if we play like it's not there, then it comes down on us. But so we see here that heaviness of grief is just as much. We need to be cognizant of that. Backsliders get what they deserve. Good people receive their reward. Verse 15, only simpletons believe everything they're told, but the prudent carefully consider their steps. The wise are cautious, or the wise fear, and avoid danger. Fools plunge ahead with reckless confidence. Short-tempered people do foolish things, and schemers are hated. Yeah, simpletons are clothed with foolishness or inherit foolishness. The prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evil people will bow before good people, and the wicked will bow at the gates of the godly. The poor are despised even by their neighbors, while the rich have many friends. And remember here that there's guidance that's coming, actually, in regards to seeking out help from your neighbor before you seek out help from your family, to kind of preserve those relationships, you know, that sort of thing. But right here it says the poor are despised even by their neighbors. So now the rich have many friends, quote unquote friends. I like that, the way they've put that in there as the air fingers. You can kind of picture the air fingers quotes. They're not really friends either, but poor are despised by their neighbors. It's because of that desperation. It's hard to be around, and that's just they're afraid of, you know, being taken advantage of, and it's unfortunate, but it's true. Verse 21, it is a sin to belittle one's neighbor. Blessed are those who help the poor. And there you go. It's an interesting contrast that even though they are despised, it's still a blessing to help them. it does make for an interesting character shift, doesn't it? That even though your instinct is to walk the other way, if you feel led to do it, then yeah, you'll be blessed. Maybe by God and not by them, but you'll be blessed. If you plan to do evil, you'll be lost. If you plan to do good, you will receive unfailing love and faithfulness. I like that intentionality there, that notion of planning to do good. It's not always as easy as it sounds. Yeah. Verse 23, this is kind of a repeat. Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Yeah. Wealth is a crown for the wise. The effort of fools yields only foolishness. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is a traitor. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will be a refuge for their children. Fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. It offers escape from the snares of death. We've talked quite a bit about the fear of the Lord, so I'm going to let that go today. Verse 28, a growing population is a king's glory. A prince without subjects has nothing. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. Honestly, when you see somebody just fly off the handle, it's pretty clear that they're not thinking things through if they're just hot-tempered, just the way of things. You know, it's hard to look up to somebody. Let's say it that way. It is really hard to look up to someone who is hot-tempered. In fact, I would argue it might actually be impossible to look up to someone that is hot-tempered. It's unfortunate, but it is actually true. Verse 30, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors him. The wicked are crushed by disaster, but the godly have a refuge when they die. Wisdom is enshrined in an understanding heart. Wisdom is not found among fools. So the Hebrew version lacks not. So I'm trying to figure out how that would look. Wisdom is enshrined in an understanding heart. Wisdom is found among fools. Yeah, that would be weird. That would be very weird. Godliness makes a nation great. But sin is a disgrace to any people. I'll highlight that one. A king rejoices in wise servants, but is angry with those who disgrace him. So while there's not a certain theme that stands out for all of these, that happens in Proverbs, right? Where you just have quick little sayings. It's like the post-it note things, you know, like I say, kind of picturing those. But I think we got some good out of today, I hope. Yeah, I think there's some good. Yes. All right, we're going to leave it at that, and your boy's going to go take a nap. It's just one of those days, but in any case, I do hope that you are blessed by the best and that you can go be a blessing to all the rest. Go be wise, y'all. See you next time.